There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming from to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. I'm holding up my Glock 34 and a G-Code OSH paddle holster wrapped in Kryptek. And oh my, doesn't it do the job well? The best tactical holster on the market that you can use daily. Completely indestructible lifetime warranty. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. When you are out and about, you have this imaginary circular perimeter around you. And you need to look at that perimeter and you need to measure out and just get an idea of what that looks like from point A to point B. For some reason, 21 feet is the magic number for some reason. Everybody looks at that. How long does it take for somebody to cover 21 feet? They call it the Tueller drill. For decades, a lot of American police officers have heard use of force instructors discuss the 21-foot rule during their safety, firearms, and deadly force training. But is this actually a fact? I mean, is there actually a, you know, is 21 feet the distance? I mean, what if you're walking up on somebody and that somebody is waiting in ambush? That's not the same thing. You're actually closing distance with them. You can actually stop that by stop moving. Right? Now, the variables in this, there's a few of them. There's the psychophysiology. That's actually the study of how the brain influences and affects physiological function, the way you react to it physically. Science tells us that we possess a forebrain and a midbrain. The forebrain is where cognitive processing and decision-making take place. The midbrain plays a role in situational awareness, sleep, arousal, alertness, and trained and subconscious memories. When an officer experiences a threat, it takes an average of 0.58 seconds to experience the threat and determine if it is real. It then takes an average of 0.56 to 1 second to make a response decision. Humans have 5 possible responses to threat. They can defend, they can disengage, they can posture, which is, you know, yelling, pointing your finger, act aggressive. They can become hypervigilant, panic, confusion, freezing, using force excessively, and they can submit. When a human is threatened, the brain automatically infuses the body with an adrenaline, you got a dump going on. You have endorphins, which are going to block pain. And then you have dopamine, which is really going to, you're not only going to block pain, but you're going to enjoy it. Your body uses these chemicals to help us survive an encounter by making us faster and stronger and more pain tolerant. They also significantly diminish our performance, though, under intense stress by causing such problems as perceptual narrowing, loss of near vision, and auditory occlusion or exclusion. This ultimately negatively affects our chances of surviving a violent encounter. Then there's equipment and your competency. Several factors will affect a defender's survival against an attacker. if you are carrying around your weapon in a level 3 holster, you're going to have a slower draw-to-target acquisition time than an officer from a level 1 holster. And the officer's experience and competency with his or her holster system and combat shooting style are also critical human factors in that officer's ability to draw, move off the line of attack, and direct accurate fire upon an armed assailant. Just saying this, but here's what I will tell you. If you are carrying concealed, you can carry in a level 1 because nobody knows there's a gun for you to take from you. That's why you wouldn't carry a retention holster to keep your gun from being stolen. If you're carrying a level 1 holster, even though you have to clear something that is in the way, your draw is probably going to be a little quicker. You need to have accuracy of fire at close distance. This means that you have to hit constantly. Constantly. You can't be missing. You need to be hitting 9 and 10 rings far more often than you're missing or getting on the outskirts of the black part. Then there's perception lag, and this is something that's really hard to measure. When an officer gets on target, it takes him or her 0.56 seconds to make a decision to commence shooting. However, it then takes that same officer 0.25 to 0.231 one-hundredths of a second per trigger pull to fire. As the deadly fire scenario rapidly evolves, it takes that same officer an average of 0.5 to 0.6 seconds to realize that the threat has passed and to stop shooting. This is because of the psychophysiological dynamic referred to as perception, action, reaction, lag time. To make that a little more concise, that means you recognize the threat is done, so you quit. You stop. That's where you pull the gun back into your chest. You do your scan, as you've been trained to do in your classes. So, what does it tell us? First of all, there's two things playing against us in a self-defense encounter. One, we're human. We have certain things that are going to happen. If these things are not happening to you, you are probably a seasoned combat vet. You probably are bordering on the sociopathic side of humanity, and you just can't wait for something to happen because you're going to handle it. You're going to handle it well. Not necessarily a bad thing if you're a highly functioning sociopath. On the other hand, what it shows me is that the sooner you recognize that there's a threat, because of the times that it takes you, the 0.58s and the 0.6s and the 0.3s and all this other stuff, the sooner you assess where you're at, all of those things can be negated a little bit just with situational awareness. Just with being aware of what not only what's coming at you, but what you can use around you to make your position a little less or a little more tenable. Have you got good cover? If you've got good cover, it doesn't really matter how often you hit. You can take your time if you've got good cover. Not concealment. Good cover. I'm talking concrete. I'm not talking, you know, foliage. I'm not talking not being seen. So all of those things I just told you about the midbrain and the forebrain and all of these reaction times and all these big, long titles and everything. It all boils down to what are you looking at when you're walking around and how is your brain digesting it? And what is your level? You got to be concerned with your competency with the weapon you carry. This is why I only carry one platform currently. I only carry Glock 9mm. Various sizes, but they all work the same for the most part. They all work the same. So my competency is with one platform, but it's with four different sizes. That's pretty good. And the other thing is, how do I carry it? This G-Code OSH. This is a level 1 holster. It will hold it. It will not fall out if you're running around or anything. But at the same time, I have, it's not like the XST or the SOC, which has a retention bar on it. If you're working with a retention holster, that's because your gun is out in the open. You can certainly have retention holsters with it concealed. I think it's sort of silly. But, if there was ever that's got to be one of the arguments for carrying concealed. When we get back, how to get shot in a riot. on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, the only kind of holster I run. That's because they are indestructible. That's because they've only ever had to replace two with a lifetime warranty. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good track record. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. As many of you know, there's a bit of civil unrest going on in Baltimore right now. These riots have spun out of protests that emerged from the suspicious death, they say, of Freddie Gray from injuries incurred while in the custody of the Baltimore Police Department. In order to show their misgivings, they've decided to attack anything moving or anything sitting on the corner, like the CVS or, you know, whatever store's there, or just people riding around in the city. And this is where it's a good thing. It's in Baltimore. Whenever I see people riding around in a riot, I think constantly of Reginald Denny during the L.A. riots in 1992. Reginald Denny rolls up on Gang of Utes, Molotov cocktails, axe handles, tire irons in hand. There in front of him, he stops. Why Reginald Denny didn't lock the doors when he had enough room to lock the doors will be forever a... And for all I know, he probably did. But what ended up was, you had a bunch of people that pulled him out of his cab and hit him in the head repeatedly with a cinder block or something like that. And then they waved down. There was a helicopter overhead, and they were waving their hands in the air, waving like they just didn't care. Now, Reginald Denny didn't even need a gun in that particular instance. He was in a Mack truck. A little tap of the gas, maybe, you know, a stomp on the gas and everything. Surely that would have scattered and dispersed the crowd of youths. Because if you're fighting for justice, if you're rioting for justice, rioters, you don't go after the innocent. Then you just become something else altogether. You become something that needs to be dealt with. Now, there's some video out there of two guys in this Baltimore riot jumping in front of this Subaru. Subaru driver stops. Once again, you got that gas pedal. Two people are in front of the car, taunting the driver. The car occupant, the driver of the car, does not lock the doors. Dude runs up in a Black Lives Matter shirt to the passenger side and opens the door. Now, at this point, things have really gotten sideways for you if you're the one driving the Subaru. What you should have done, what should be done, and I mean, this is, most people are going to look at this and just recoil in horror. But I will tell you exactly what I would do in a Subaru or in a minivan or in the car I drive or in the car I don't drive or whatever. In a riot situation, a bunch of people get in front of me. You know what? I know my words aren't going to work, so I'm just going to tap the gas. I'm going to lock the doors. I'm going to tap the gas, Sure, I'm sorry I got to do that. I wouldn't have to do that if you idiots wouldn't get in front of the gigantic moving vehicle. I see you over there fighting for justice as you loot the Best Buy, but, you know, besides that, you're not going to loot me. Or you can loot me as I go by, but you're not going to beat me up. Okay, I'm just doing my job. I'm just trying to go home from the grocery store. I'm just trying to get somewhere. I'm just trying to do something. I'm not bothering you. You're not going to bother me. Couple of guys get in front of my car while I'm tapping the gas. Gun goes on the dash. If I see them move for a gun, I am opening fire while I pull out. Guy with Black Lives Matter shirt opens my door. Guy with a shirt says Alfred E. Newman was here. Guy with a shirt that says Virginia is for lovers. It does not matter. He's going to have some new red splotches in his thoracic cavity. These people are getting... I mean, these people that are getting beaten in these riots are getting beaten because they can't deal with things, or they're not dealing with things. In Baltimore, they can't. They can't. Reginald Denny, I will never know what went through Reginald's head that particular day. I don't know if he still drives. Shoots you in the middle of a riot and keeps you from moving through the riot. Somebody opens your door, comes in at you. You have lost all need to get out there to try to prove a legitimate reason to defend yourself, or a legitimate reason to claim fearing for your life. You can drag Mr. Black Lives Matter down the road if he doesn't make it all the way in the car as you run over his compatriots, and then you can look at him and say, I'm going to slow down if you'll let go. Maybe you won't get killed. There's this thing called proximate danger, and that's what these people are finding themselves in. There are those that would say, I don't know if this justifies pulling a concealed weapon. You know what? I'm not willing to take... I'm not willing to sit there and have that debate. Somebody, I have had one instance where I have pulled a gun on somebody in self-defense, and he did exactly what this guy in the Black Lives Matter shirt did. He came into the passenger side of a delivery truck I was driving and told me I was taking him somewhere or I was going to get messed up. And while he's giving me this fine oratory, the Glock 22 comes up, and when I turned on the dome light inside the truck cab, he was eyeball to barrel. And I was not going to sit there. I was not concerned with things like, you know, this guy had just threatened me. At that point, you know, I was just keeping it real, you know, as they would say. You get out there and make, I don't know you. You jump in my truck and I don't know you. And you tell me that. I'm just going to keep it real for you. And I demonstrated to him, well, you know, you might want to mess me up, but I'm going to mess you up more, faster, worse than you're going to have a chance to before you even start. Bud. And I laugh about that now. But I mean, I've done that twice. I've had to do that twice out there. I've had proximate threats and I've had to draw down on them. And when I draw down on them, they go away. I haven't had to shoot anybody. That's a good day. That doesn't mean I wouldn't do it. Now, in Baltimore right now, they are emboldened because the mayor said, I'm going to give the mob a space to destroy. That was totally insane, Mayor Rawling. You are an idiot. But you are what Baltimore elected, so I guess you're what they deserve. If Democrat-led governments in the cities beset by mob violence in the past year continue to refuse to aggressively contain those rioters, we're going to end up in a situation with either rioters seriously injured or killed, or bystanders seriously injured or killed, who just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Or the law-abiding citizens are going to open fire on them. And then there'll be some other people injured and killed. That's just what we're facing. Thanks, Democrats. Coming up next, CEO of Frog Lube, Larry Lasky. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECOTacticalHolsters.com. Only thing I carry, the only thing I run. Check them out. I have guests, and then I have people that just need to make it. They can send me a text message, and they are on. And my next guest is, he's at the top of that heap because he is the one that presents the show. He and his companies, fresh off of the NRA convention. I don't even know where he's at today. We're joined by the CEO of Frog Lube, Larry Lasky. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. How was the NRA convention for Frog Lube?
Oh, it went a mile a minute. We ended up selling out of everything and met 80,000 new friends and went to the races and the sponsored by GMS Racing. Spent a night in the pits. The car that was invited us in, won the dang race after starting dead last. So it was just a mile a minute. The NRA was awesome. Nashville was awesome. Just crazy good.
Pretty safe area that weekend, wasn't it, Nashville? Yeah.
Pretty safe. Yeah.
Did you pour frog lube into the race car that you were in the pits of? I mean, how'd that work out?
Yeah, you know, if couple of instances, in some of the tight turns, sure the driver would have appreciated a little soap on the side to get to squeeze through some of those tight corners.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, you know, I never asked you this before you relocated.
Yeah.
Did you carry a gun the whole? I mean, were you in a position to carry a gun when you were in California? And do you carry a gun now that you're in Nevada?
Well, you know, you're concealed. How shall I say this? Regulatory constraints in California are suffocating.
Right.
It's not that way in Nevada or Texas. We have an office in Texas as well. So, it's easy to get it concealed in Nevada. So, yeah, I carry Nevada. But Texas is a little bit tougher, but not very difficult. I haven't gotten concealed in Texas yet.
Texas reminds me a lot of South Carolina, and you and I have talked about you actually relocating to South Carolina, but Texas is not exactly, you think of Texas and it's, you're thinking, Yahoo, guns, but it's not exactly that way, is it? Not reality. Texas, lots of guns there, plenty of people carry guns, but it's not like, say, Utah.
Well, one of the things that I find kind of comical between California and Texas is I tell people that, you know, Texas is trying to get open carry approved.
Right.
I guess it's in their legislature or something, but California had open carry up until a couple of years ago.
Yep. Now they're trying to get shall issue concealed carry.
And the people from Texas can't believe me when I tell them that. They say, yeah, California was open carry up until a couple of years ago.
And the funky thing about the one that actually fomented that in California, that the guy is actually from Connecticut.
Yeah, and the legislature in California, it's hard to find anybody that's from California.
Yeah, well, no, I mean the guy that actually sued the San Diego sheriff, Ed Peruta, he works in Connecticut half the year. He summer, or I guess he winters in California and he summers in Connecticut or something, I don't know. Which, for a gun guy, I can't think of two states that would make no, you're driving past all of these really great states as far as gun freedom, but I got to go from coast to coast where, you know, the coastal liberals hang out, so. Mystifies me altogether. What do you think
the
about?
The NRA show was really, the NRA show was really good. For, sorry to interrupt you, but
okay, no problem.
The main thing that we did there was we debuted our super degreaser to the public, and it turned out to be pretty much our hottest seller at the show. So super degreasers out there, we were giving product demonstrations on it, and a lot of people just snapped it up.
Well, the thing about the Frog Lube line of product that I see is that if you're going to start with the Frog Lube line of product, you really have to start from scratch. You've got to start with the solvent and maybe the degreaser too, and do that coating, because Frog Lube is actually a metal treatment protocol. It's not just a gun lubricant, is it? I mean, it's actually designed, I've seen all these guys get out there. You only need to lubricate a Glock in 3 points. Well, that's not what Frog Lube is supposed to be. It's supposed to be all over the place wherever there's metal, right?
Yeah, I like the way you use the term metal coating and metal treatment, because that's really what we developed. When you start talking about treating your metal or coating your metal, the first step in that process is to prepare the surface. And there's two types of preparation. One is, a non-penetrating preparation. That's our solvent. And the second one is a penetrating solvent, which is our super degreaser. So let's say that you're running petroleum-based product and you're, a lot of round count, a lot of different types of rounds, a lot of heat generated. So you got a lot of carbonization going on inside that metal. So we say that if you're starting with Frog Lube, the best, fastest, most efficient way to get started is to use a penetrating stripper degreaser to get in there and pull out all that carbon. And then before you put the frog lube on it, because the frog lube soaks in, and if it doesn't have anything to, interrupt that absorption, then it works a lot faster. So the Super Degreaser is a really good product for initiating your experience with frog lube.
Coming up on the next break, when we get back from the break, I would like to take you political because I know that you can go political. I know you do it often, and this isn't going to be too controversial for me and you to play with because I want to ask you about this letter, if you know about it. And if you don't know about it, you can still give me your opinion on it. Did you see where Senator Chuck Grassley sent the DOJ and the VA a letter saying, why are 99.2% of all of the mental deficients on your list military veterans? Did you see that?
I haven't seen that, but I actually have some experience with that. I got a buddy of mine.
Then I want to talk about that when we get back, because for those of you that don't know, Mr. Lasky here is former military. He had a very high pedigree in the military. I could probably give some of it out, but then he'll track me down and kill me with a box of napkins. And I just got over some stuff. I don't want to go back in the hospital, Larry, so I'm just not going to do that, okay? So, anyway. Just not going to go there with that. Frog Lube, froglube.com. Frog Lube, distributed by who knows how many people now. They are becoming ubiquitous. Copied by many people, but there's only one Frog Lube. There's only one food-based Frog Lube. And your gun will smell like a York peppermint patty when you're done prepping the metal. And when you have that scent, you know that you have done a good thing for the life of your weapon. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery. due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Right on a Tuesday, this is the last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GCOTacticalHolsters.com. Check them out. That's the only thing I run, but it is presented every day. Every day by Frog Lube, and I'm joined by the CEO of Frog Lube, Larry Lasky. I made reference to this letter, and you say you have, are you part of the VA system? I want to be part of the VA system, except I'm afraid to be a part of the VA system because they seem to want to take over your life.
Yeah, it's one of those things you got to really tread carefully on. If there's any veterans out there that are listening, be careful what you say and what you answer on their forms, because in this case, which you point out, they're using that information against veterans. I've got a buddy of mine. I can't really disclose his name, but
sure.
He was a Navy SEAL. He was a sniper. He was wounded very seriously, and in Iraq, and ended up into the system. And then, by some capricious answer on a VA form, years later, he went to buy a gun and was denied. And there was this, phraseology that said mentally defective. And he'd never been diagnosed with that. It just popped up because he answered a question incorrectly on a VA form. I think it had something to do with, finances or bookkeeping, or just somebody help you with that. So he lost his gun rights. And we're fighting me and a few others, even as high up as Congress, are trying to fight to get his rights returned to him.
Now, is your buddy, deemed disabled by chance?
Yeah, he's disabled.
Okay, because most of the ones, I believe it's well over 130,000 that they have on the list. And they're all under disability, and it's all about record keeping, like you just said. If they're getting their VA disability check, unlike anybody else, where if you get disability with a VA disability check, apparently you have to spend it a certain way, or you're deemed mentally incompetent, they get it. Does he have somebody handling his monetary affairs now?
No, he's completely independent. You know, on his own. He's got a wife and kids.
But he can't buy any guns.
No, because according to our investigation, when he filled out a form, some bureaucrat somewhere misinterpreted or interpreted a certain way and just, you know, submitted the old denial on him. And now we're, you know, we're fighting to have it returned. I think that, you know, if you're asking me a political question, I'd say if a government bureaucrat denies you your rights without due process, then the government bureaucrat ought to be the one that's charged with a crime.
Well, see, I'll tell you what happens. Every once a month, coming out of Austin, where their main administrative office is for the VA, they send a CD full of newly minted mental deficients in the VA system to the FBI because they're required. The FBI requires that they do that. Now, what I'd like to know, and what I think needs to be answered here, is who gave the FBI the authority to do that with the VA, and who gave the VA the authority to decide that somebody's mentally deficient because they can't keep a checkbook?
Well, it's also it's a violation of HIPAA.
Yes.
So if your medical status is being, you know, passed around through a bunch of government agencies without your knowledge, then someone's violated your right to privacy for your medical information. So I think the government should be held accountable for the denial of rights, and they had to trace it back to the person that signed it. When I was in the military and I signed a document, I was on the blame line. And if I did something wrong, then I would be the one that would be held accountable for that. I don't know why people aren't holding people accountable in the government for the denial of rights.
Let me run something past you. I think one of the reasons they want... How old is your buddy? I mean, is he in our age group? Because I still consider our age group to be physically viable if we had to be.
Yeah, he's probably in his late 30s, early 40s.
So he's below us.
Yeah.
Which makes him more viable. I think the government fears the veterans because the veterans are the ones that have already been there. They've already been trained. They've already indicated we don't mind going somewhere and doing something on behalf of the country. And we know how to organize if something happens. We know how to get together and say, well, we need to do this and we need to do that. And, I think that bothers them. I think, you know, Lucy Napolitano, when she was the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, she labeled veterans as possible terrorists, possible extremists, because, you know, we took the oath. We believe the oath. That's how, you know, that's, you got to believe to go out there and give over your life to what is not a democracy at all. You're put, everybody's got somebody in charge of them, no matter how big and bad they get. And they get sent all over the place doing all kinds of things. And you have to guarantee that oath with your life.
Yeah, and, I don't think anybody like Napolitano is qualified to even make a statement like that. I think she's just pulling stuff right out of her fourth point of contact. And, you know, so I dismiss most of that crap. It's just hot air. And it's just meant to, you know, spin people up and create a controversy. But the bottom line is if the government should fear all of us citizens, because all we're wanting is to preserve our freedoms. And when somebody starts, you know, removing them for no good reason, then, you know, we fought hard to protect those freedoms, and to have them denied, that should be an instant investigation and find out why this guy's rights are being denied. And then it should be traced back to who signed the document. You know, who is the idiot that did it? And then they should be held accountable.
No, I don't disagree with you. I just think I think at some point there's going to be that. I'm just waiting to see what it'll happen or how it's going to happen and everything else. I just all of this stuff they keep doing against veterans in the VA system, they either let them die. And, I mean, there's not that many veterans out there, Larry. I mean, when you think about it, over the course of time, I believe the figure I've read is in the history of the United States, only 1% of the population has ever served through some means or other. And I honestly believe that when somebody goes out and serves the military, that whatever benefits they sign up for, VA included, they should be given those, and they should be, you know, they should be getting their fourth point of contact kissed repeatedly for having made the sacrifice in the first place.
Yeah, and they're not asking for that. You know, they're not that type of people. They just want anything anyone else is afforded, you know. So if someone's rights get denied, I would go to bat for anybody in that situation. But, you know, in my case, I know the guy. I've kind of adopted his to help him because he's reached out and asked me to. And, you know, I don't want to belabor your show, you know, sob story about that. But, you know,
we're running out of time. We'll have to make that a project is what we'll have to do, because I got a couple of people that might be able to help you help him. So I will put you in touch with some people.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My pleasure.
Before we get out of here, before we go away, I appreciate that on the veterans part, because the veterans thing just steams me up. Not because, you know, I was a veteran. I had gotten in and out of the military before it was really cool, you know, to be in the military, before the cool stuff started happening. And that's the way the public perceives it. But, you know, anybody on that wears the uniform, they're there in the grass. So it always bothers me. But Frog Lube, they present the show. The system is a complete system on maintenance of your firearms. Go check them out. Larry, thank you very much for joining me. Give my regards to the Admiral.
Yes, I will. Thank you for having me, Bill. And,
yes, sir.
And have a great day.
Thank you, sir. We'll be in touch. All right, folks, we will do this again in 22 hours. Tomorrow on the show, female combat pistol instructor Stacey Bright is going to join us. We're going to talk women and guns. Just remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time of life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teenager or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.